There's a lot of opportunity for hunters to get back in the woods this year between the holiday hunts and the muzzleloader season. After the 9-day gun deer hunt, the Department of Natural Resources expects another 25,000 deer to be harvested before the end of the year. And they're hoping more folks are willing to donate their deer to a food pantry through the Deer Donation Program. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. This is a chance to give quality venison to those in need. Wildlife specialist Brad Cooley oversees the Deer Donation Program. He says there's a huge demand from pantries, and they're looking for more hunters and meat processors to get involved. First, he tells me more about the program.
It's an excellent program. It shows the generosity of hunters and their willingness to help out those people in need and harvest extra deer and get that venison to food pantries. The program was created in the year 2000 by the state legislature, and since that time, hunters have donated over 97,000 deer and approximately 3.8 million pounds of ground venison, has been distributed to food pantries. So, 23rd year of the program and certainly an excellent program that we'd like to see, hunters continue to participate in and hopefully increase donations, if we can.
Can you share some numbers with us? How many deer were donated this year and how does that compare to previous years?
We don't have a tally for this year. Last year in 2021, we had a little over 1,420 deer donated, and that translates to approximately, over 56, almost 57,000 pounds of ground venison being distributed to food pantries. So great program and a good way to help those in need. Yeah, unfortunately, we have seen a decline in the number of deer donated, and that's mainly attributed to a decrease in the processors. Last year, for example, we had 68 processors that signed up and were participating in our program. This year, we have 51 processors. So it's not quite as convenient, with fewer processors, it's not quite as convenient for hunters to find a location and donate it, if it's not near them. So unfortunately, we're projecting, a little bit fewer deer this year than last year. The good news is that if you look at the opening weekend totals, harvest was up approximately 14%. So, we're hoping that higher harvest will also, decrease the dip or the decline in the number of deer donated. So we're hopeful hunters, obviously we're more successful this year and we're hoping that they donated.
Why are the meat processors so essential to this deer donation program?
It's they're the backbone of this program and without meat processors participating and without them being in close proximity and convenient for hunters to donate, we don't have deer donated. We see that decrease if we don't have an adequate number of processors. One of the things we've done is 2 years ago we've created a partners program now where we do have some groups and organizations that will, rent freezer trucks or freezer trailers and serve as drop-off locations, but ultimately those deer go to the processor and obviously they get processed. So processor involvement is huge. That's what we need. And unfortunately, like I said, we've seen a decline in that number of processors. So we're hoping we can, get a few more licensed processors around the state and get them to participate in the program so it's convenient for hunters to donate.
For processors listening now, how do they get in touch with the DNR to be a part of the deer donation program?
Yeah, you can go on the DNR's website. There's a contact listed there, or they can contact their county wildlife damage abatement claims program specialist. They're the ones that ultimately sign up the processors and get them in the program. Just for convenience, I just recommend they check out the DNR's website and contact us, through the contacts link there.
I want to talk more about why hunters may want to consider or should consider donating their deer. What's the need look like across the state for venison?
We hear from processors every year that, as soon as that venison hits the shelves, it's gone. It's quickly got by participants or by individuals that want that venison. It's off the shelves quickly, so that demand is certainly there. Looking at records from the Department of Health, last year in 2021, more than 500,000 households in Wisconsin received some type of food assistance. So the need's there, the demand's there, and a great opportunity for hunters to go out, harvest additional deer if they want and donate them and get that venison to people that need it.
Yeah, and, even though the 9-day gun deer hunt season is over, there's still plenty of opportunity to get out in the woods and harvest your deer. I mean, there's several seasons to look forward to through the end of the year.
Yeah, exactly. So, the 9 days over, but we still have the muzzleloader season that's currently ongoing. We have a December antlerless hunt, holiday hunt, that goes into you know, December and January. So the archery season goes into January. So, yeah, certainly plenty of opportunity for hunters if you haven't had any success or had success and want to harvest additional deer. Yeah, plenty of opportunity to get out there, hunt, and you know, consider donating that deer.
Why don't you walk us through the steps of what we need to do in order to get this deer where it needs to go?
So hunter harvests the deer, the first thing you do is treat that animal or that carcass like it's yours. You know, field dress that deer, register it, and you know, obviously keep it cool this time of year. That's not too hard to do, but keep it cool and make sure you're taking care of that carcass. From there, you know, you want to take a look at the DNR's website, find a list of our processors. You know, like I said, we currently have 51 processors and three drop-off locations around the state, you know, where hunters can take their deer. The other thing to look at prior to taking it to one of those processors is whether or not that deer needs to be tested for chronic wasting disease. So we do partner with the Department of Health every year to take a look at chronic wasting disease test results throughout the state, and there are a number of counties throughout the state where either the adult deer need to be tested if they're harvested in a particular county, or both adults and fawns need to be tested. So take a look at those counties where CWD testing is required. Find out where the nearest CWD testing location is. You know, in some cases, the processor may be a testing location, and other locations, they might have to take it to a different location to get that deer tested for chronic wasting disease if it's needed. But yeah, from there, you know, call that processor. Make sure, you know, they have space available to accept that deer, and if they do, obviously bring the entire deer in and then fill out the paperwork. And from there, the processor handles the rest. You know, they process that deer, like I said, into 1 or 2 pound packages of ground venison. If it's a deer that needs to be tested for chronic wasting disease, the processor will wait until those test results come back. And then, you know, depending on those test results, if it's negative, you know, then they would release that venison to a local food pantry.
Does CWD ever throw a wrench in deer donation numbers? Because if the meat is positive, it can't be eaten. Is that right?
Yeah, it throws a wrench into donations in a couple ways. One is, you know, not all processors, you know, pull CWD samples or take CWD samples. So in some cases, it can be a little inconvenient to the hunter to have to find a testing location, get that deer tested, and then take it to a processor. So it can be, you know, decrease donations that way. I have heard from a few hunters that, you know, that's kind of a cumbersome process if they got to take it to two different locations to do that. So that's why we do try to make sure the majority of our processors are able, you know, to pull samples and take those samples so they can, you know, hunters can have everything done at one stop, at one location. And the other way it kind of hampers donations is with processors. Some processors don't have the storage space to be able to hang onto that venison, wait for those test results before it's distributed to the food pantry. So storage is a requirement and, you know, a limiting factor that, you know, some processors just don't have that storage space to wait for those test results.
It certainly underscores the need for Wisconsinites to help stop the spread of chronic wasting disease. You can find more information on CWD prevention at the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources website. Also on the DNR's website is more info on donating your deer to food pantries across the state through the Deer Donation Program. And Brad, what a perfect time of year to donate and get quality venison on shelves ahead of the holidays.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing about the program is it's you know, not just a DNR program. It's a collaborative effort between the DNR, you know, the counties, USDA Wildlife Service staff, you know, participate in the program, and then, of course, hunters and the volunteers in the food pantry. So, you know, a cooperative program that's certainly, you know, trying to help those in need.
And there's your reason to consider getting involved in the state's deer donation program. That program is overseen by Brad Cooley. He's the wildlife damage specialist with the Wisconsin DNR. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.